A few weeks ago, as I mentioned, Africa Milani sparked a conversation on young adults still living with their parents. And, I mean, we had listeners who said they don't mind having their children at home until they're in their 20s because it means they can become more financially stable before moving out of the house. Other parents, of course, rejected this notion, saying that the earlier a young person can stand on their own two feet, the better. Joining me on the line this morning is Dr. Gillian Moody, who is the Dean of Academic Development and Support at the Independent Institute of Education, which is South Africa's largest private higher education provider. A very good morning to you, Dr. Gillian.
Good morning, Avungule. Good morning, listeners.
Dr. Gillian Moody, I mean, I spoke of myself as an example. I mean, I think from, from Standard 3, I went to boarding school, and ever since I've never actually stayed with my parents up until now. And I think for me, that has given me, it's afforded me the opportunity to be self-sustaining. But also on the other hand, I found that, you know, I've learned lessons the hard way that debt, some of the debt that I have, had I stayed with my parents, maybe, just maybe, I wouldn't have had that much debt. So what is the correct answer here?
Well, I don't think there's a single answer. I think every parent and child group is different. So in your story, you know, you left home at quite an early age, were self-sufficient, and you can see the advantages and the disadvantages of that. For another child, that might not have worked. I think that's the fundamental point, is that every set of parents is different and make decisions about their child, just as much as every kid is different and will cope differently. So you might have thrived in that situation where another child would have said, look, this is just not for me. I'm quite resentful now.
And talking to that, I mean, I'm going to talk about a side that I'm not familiar with. Those that are for the argument that I want my child staying with me up until, you know, their early 20s. What are the benefits, and what are the negative? What is the negative side to that?
For sure. I think you've already mentioned some of the benefits. You know, there's quite a bit of research saying that children are leaving, adult children are leaving home later and later. There's some evidence from, I think it's the United Kingdom, that says we're waiting until our 30s to leave home. And the reasons for that would be, well, the cost of property, the cost of living expenses. We would couple that with an economic depression. So children actually can't afford to leave home. So there might be kind of social circumstances that come into play there. In terms of the advantages of it, I think, again, it would depend on the set of parents and the kid. I mean, if your child is still at home and you're just treating them like a 10-year-old, I don't think that's good for anybody when they then have to kind of leave the house and have no skills and are not equipped to do so. If we look at the disadvantages, I mean, certainly what we're saying is the advantages is it might allow your child to become more financially stable. However, on the negative side, what we might find is what we're doing really is delaying the developmental step that certainly needs to be taken. And the reality of it is at some point, children will have to leave home. And the question is, how prepared are they to do that?
I am joined on the line by Dr. Gillian Moody, who is the Dean, Academic Development and Support at the Independent Institute of Education, South Africa's largest private higher education provider, saying that many parents don't know how to let go and give their children a strong sense of responsibility. Talking to that, though, Doctor, what should I be considering as a parent?
As a parent, well, I think your child leaving home is no different from any other developmental step that they've taken. That letting go needs to happen in small steps just as much as any other behavior did. What I mean by this is, you know, when your child was born, you didn't immediately start feeding them solids. What you did is you fed them milk and then progressed into a few solids, and then you went on to, you know, eating like you do. The point is that you didn't go from zero to hero. And that kind of behavior just continues. It's the same kind of parenting behavior, just with another developmental challenge. So it's not a good idea to have completely pampered them one day and then the next day say you're on your own, because the likelihood of them failing is obviously there. You have to prepare them for this. And there are many ways that you can do that. If we look at the example of going to university, perhaps the first step there is letting them take responsibility for sourcing different courses and universities, looking around in terms of what they're interested in, and then discussing it with you, rather than you as a parent looking and doing all the research and saying, right, you're doing this course at this university. So I think the fundamental point I'm making is that the incremental steps, and there are many things that you can do. So if the child is living at home and is going to be moving out, doesn't know how to cook, you could start up a system of, okay, well, one day a week you are responsible for the family dinner. And I think that's my fundamental point. You can't go from zero to hero like any other parenting behavior. It has to happen in steps that are small and that you can judge and get a sense of what your child is ready for.
I think, Dr. Moody, one of the hardest things, you know, before I was a parent, I didn't understand this, but knowing what I know now, how I wish I could go back to myself when I was 18 years old. You know, so sometimes I think as parents, you look at what you knew, what you know now, and what you think your children know, and you're like, can I just not help them? But what you're saying is that might be hurtful.
Well, I think you're being a bit hard on yourself. I think we parent as best we can. You know, and what we do there is we either say, well, there was something that my parents did with me that I found valuable that I will try with my child, which your child is different from you. It may or may not work. So what it really relies on is there's no formula for success here. That it really is, and I don't think there's a formula for success in any parenting. I think as long as you're trying your best and you are aware of your child's needs and issues, I'm not too sure that there's anything else that you really can do.
I hear you. Dr. Gillian Moody, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And I don't know, perhaps any parting words that you'd like to leave our Cape Talk listeners with?
I think just trust yourself, trust your child. Realize that this letting go is a natural developmental step. You've done it before as a parent, and you certainly can do it again. And to realize, you know, letting go of your children is also a developmental challenge for parents too.
Thank you so much, Dr. Moody, and we wish you a very good morning.
Thank you, and thank you, listeners.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gillian Moody.